This is a CK to Z news update.
With two significant snowfalls in November, Cortez Island has already been hit with unseasonably early winter weather, making for extremely challenging road conditions. We talked to Callan Wilson, owner and operator of Wilson Family Driver School in Campbell River, about the best ways to stay safe while operating a vehicle in these dark and stormy months of the year.
When it comes to winter driving, I think the first thing that you can do is just getting your vehicle prepared. You can create an emergency kit. Usually we just toss that in the back trunk, something like put a bag together that you have warm clothing, tire chains, gloves, toque, a lighter, flashlight. Candle is a good thing to have in the car, as well as spare batteries for your flashlight. First aid kits, a little bit of water and food, and if you want, some road flares is also a great thing to have in the vehicle kit. If you don't have road flares, a lot of times you can get lights nowadays that have a little strobe to them. So anything that can bring attention if you found yourself on the side of the road. Now, there's some extras that you can throw in your car as well, things like sandbags, especially for the people out there driving a pickup truck. Generally, it's a good idea just to throw 6 to 10 sandbags across your back axle. And a small shovel, that's always really good to have in case of actually getting yourself stuck, getting yourself unstuck, things like that. But one other thing that I would recommend that you should always have in your vehicle is your snow brush / ice scraper. So we all know what they look like. It's a very good thing to have in your vehicle just to make sure that you are able to clear your vehicle before you're out driving. Another part of getting your car ready for the winter conditions would be adequate tires. Make sure that your tires are rated for the winter and the conditions that you're going to be driving in. And the easiest way to tell if you have winter tires is you will have a three-peak mountain snowflake symbol printed on the tire. So I do recommend to all drivers, especially this time of year, have a look, make sure your tires are rated for the winter, make sure they're properly inflated, and then if not, it's time to actually get them changed, and also be looking at things like the tire tread itself. And that's pretty much it for getting prepared.
He next talked about getting ready to get moving.
When it comes to actually getting out in the morning, let's say we've had a bit of fresh snowfall the night prior, when you're driving in snowy or icy conditions, make sure you clear your vehicle completely off any snow that is accumulated before you get out on the road. So this includes your hood, this includes your back windows, your side windows, and please, of course, clear your roof. One thing we do see a lot every year is people skipping the roof of their vehicle. And of course, once your vehicle warms up, you come to a stop sign and all of that snow that's accumulated on the roof has now slid down and blocked your vision on your windshield. So take the time, don't be in a rush, and just make sure you clear off your vehicle completely. Get it warmed up and use things like defrost and your rear defrost. Make sure your mirrors are clear as well.
Finally, Wilson gave some important pointers for being behind the wheel on winter days when road surfaces and visibility may be far from perfect.
While driving, if you notice that it's very challenging just to go a few blocks, right? And on Cortez, you guys are in a very mountainous terrain, right? So you've got big hills, steep corners, things like that. So if you find that you've gone maybe a couple blocks and you're already starting to skid or slipping a little bit and the road conditions don't feel safe to you, just stay home that day. Or you can ask somebody with a little more experience or somebody with an all-wheel drive vehicle to give you a ride, right? So don't feel rushed. Don't put yourself into a situation that you feel uncomfortable in. But ultimately, if you find yourself losing traction, skidding is the first thing that you might notice, or sliding. So if you find yourself coming around a corner and your back end starts to slide on you, just let off your gas pedal or your brake gently. Stay calm. Steer your vehicle in the direction that you'd like to go. Your vehicle will slowly start to regain traction. After your vehicle has regained traction, it's time then to start applying a little more acceleration and propel yourself down the road a little better. Now, some situations are a little more dramatic than others, of course. The best thing we can do to avoid skidding or sliding in the first place is slowing down in an appropriate amount of time prior to your upcoming turn. Cortez, you guys have a little bit of a different scenario where you also have very steep hills to factor in. So when you're going downhill, make sure that you're reducing your speed adequately for the hill that you're on. In the wintertime, it generally takes 10 times longer on ice to stop your vehicle than it would in ideal road condition. Keep a safe distance between you and other vehicles. Remember that the speed limit is posted for only certainly takes longer to get from point A to point B because we're not going to be maxing out those speed limits. So ultimately, just give yourself extra time. That way you're not feeling rushed. Now, while operating a vehicle on the snow and ice-covered roads, never brake hard. And that goes the same with your acceleration. You don't want to gas or brake too hard, especially while turning a corner. If you start to slide, just ease off, regain your traction, and steer where you'd like to go again. Make sure that you're driving with your headlights and taillights on. In this time of year in Canada, of course, the mornings are quite dark and the evenings are quite dark. So it's a great idea to make sure that both your front and taillights are on.
Wilson recommends avoiding unplowed roads whenever possible, as deep snow can easily stop a vehicle in its tracks.
If you find yourself stuck, so try not to panic. Put your emergency lights on. It's generally safer to stay inside your vehicle with the window rolled down a little bit, just to prevent any carbon monoxide poisoning from your vehicle. If you feel that you're able to get out and start shoveling to clear the snow, just make sure you keep an extra eye on any oncoming traffic from both directions, so either behind or in front of you while you're there. If you were able to slide and get stuck, chances are someone else could as well. Put on your flashers. If you have a road flare or a strobe light, put that out, 20 meters behind your vehicle, just so people can be prepared that something is amiss up ahead. And I can end with a couple extra little winter driving facts. So never use cruise control whenever it's wet or slippery. That goes for ice and snow. Generally on Cortez, I don't foresee any time that you would need cruise control. It's already too hilly and winding to be using it. But when you pop over to Campbell River, a lot of people will on the highway. So just remember, cruise control is only for ideal conditions. And make sure your vehicle tires have good tire pressure and they're in good condition. And if you're not sure how to tell if your vehicle tires are in good condition, you're always welcome to pop by any one of the local tire shops there and ask their opinion, and they'll be glad to help you.
Main Road North Island Contracting is the organization responsible for maintaining approximately 3,474 lane kilometers of roadway that includes Cortez Island. In a November 15th press release, Main Road stated, quote, "Winter driving conditions have arrived. Another reminder that it doesn't just mean snow and ice. It's also fog, rain, poor visibility, and lack of daylight." End quote. Main Road workers patrol and clear roadways as needed, as well as applying salt and sand to the road surface. Their call center, which is staffed 24/7, can be reached to report conditions and debris on public roadways by calling 1-877-215-7122. For CKTZ News, this is Anastasia Abakumova. Stay safe out there, everybody.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.